Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolf. Batting third. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Boz Berger. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Merv Connors. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selkirk. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Owen moves to third. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Owen scores. Krivic scores. Connors moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to second. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive to left field. Radcliffe throws towards Berger. Berger fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berger. Glenn is thrown out after the base hit. Gehrig scores. Glenn moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gomez out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rolfe for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Krivic strikes out. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Connors strikes out. Glenn drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Connors out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Appling moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger catches it and throws to first to double up DiMaggio. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Sewell moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Sewell scores. Berger moves to third. Owen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. Owen scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Selkirk hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rolfe hits a line drive towards first. Connors reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gomez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Connors takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. There goes Connors. The throw from Glenn to Crosetti, and Connors is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rolfe hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Selkirk moves to second. Babe Dahlgren pinch hits for lefty Gomez. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.